You got a couple of, you go out in the field and you might, honey, I brought back a couple of.
Well, you got one, are you talking about the lettuce? You got one that you just got mostly the leaves, you know, that'll make the salad all right.
Uh-huh.
But we don't hardly ever, as I say, get them to head, where that we can have our headed lettuce, so that we'll have something, you know, to eat by itself or put in salad, to any way you want to fix it. But the other lettuce, where you just get the leaves, you use that and you fry that, you know, in grease and work it that way. Have it eat. It makes a pretty good dish. We used to didn't look back at grease, but nowadays, after you get a little older, they tell you better be careful, better let that alone.
Yeah. Say you got two what lettuce? Two. One head, two.
Don't believe you.
Well, you bring lettuce grows in.
It grows in bunches.
Okay.
One bunch. Here's a bunch of lettuce. Yeah, you see that. A
couple of heads.
Yeah, a couple of bunches of lettuce. I hear one bunch. And if they're headed, you say, yeah, they had a lettuce, or two head, a couple of heads.
Okay. All right. Well, what about fruit? What kind of fruit did you have, sir? Can I ask you about that?
Well, we've had.
What kind do you get? Or
we've grown here apples and peaches.
What kind of peaches you got?
Well, we have the what we call a clingstone. That's a pressed peach.
Yeah.
Then we've got a clear seed. That's a mighty good peach. And it's mostly it's what we use that one in canning, you know. We can it because you cut it off the seed, and the other one, it's the pressed peach, we use it for pickles, you know.
Uh-huh.
Pickle peaches. Then you could dry them. Then we had several different apples. I'd bought down to three different trees. I see I got one tree down here. I had a lot of them on it, but they're about all gone. Cows done quit hanging around the tree now. They've been eating them up. Well, I never give about a dozen off of it. And I had a big old tree right down yonder.
They ate the whole apple, ate it?
Yeah. You see, I got one apple tree dead right down yonder. That tree's about, I don't know, that tree's around 7,500 years old. And he just had a row of apples through down there. That was the only one that was left. I happened to get a limb off of it and grafted it in another apple down yonder, and it made a nice apple. It had some great big ones on it.
The part of the apple you don't eat, you call that the?
The core. We don't eat the core off of them. Now, sometimes if you don't have but a few apples and you get through say you dry them, or you go work them up somewhere and they can them or something. You take that hull and that core and put it in a pot and boil it and get the juice and keep it for jelly. Make jelly out of it.
What would you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and black pepper and ketchup, vinegar.
Okay, now. You mentioned a walnut. What do you call the outside part of that nut that you have to get off of it before you eat it?
Get the hull off of it.
I see. Any other kind of nuts you eat? You get?
Well, we got pecans, and we got hickory nuts, and we have a
peanut.
I got an English walnut.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, what is? We got another nut? Pecan, hickory, English, and walnut.